another form of power. During that period, I can honestly say I had the best of both worlds. By growing up in New York City, the big melting pot taught me diversity. You learn people are people, and you have both good and evil individuals in all races. My aunt and late husband taught me mannerism while living with them in South Carolina. I can recall the first time as a little boy living in a household, and her or my uncle called my name, and I responded by answering, "What?" I received a good old slap upside my head, and a lesson that was taught that day: when addressing an adult, if it's a man, you greet them, "Yes, sir," or "No, sir." If it's a woman, you greet them, "Yes, ma'am," or "No, ma'am." During the fall of 1969, I arrived back to Brooklyn, New York from South Carolina, ending my summer vacation. I was anxious to attend first grade at Public School 5, 820 Hancock Street, Brooklyn, New York. My mother did her best when it came to providing for her children. She made sure she dressed each one of us properly. Our shoes was purchased from Buster Brown. Our clothing was purchased from A&S, Learners, Mays, or any reasonable clothing store on Pickens Avenue. Our Procast sneakers was always purchased from the vendor with the best deal on the block. My first grade teacher name was Miss Helen Lord. She was a great teacher and didn't play with us. I had many friends during my first year. First to third grade, our daughter Daphne F., who lived directly across the street from PS5, was my girlfriend. Gary Purdy, Brian Holloway, Matthew, Calvin McLeod, a.k.a. Outlaw Justice. During that same time frame is when I also became friend with Kelvin Martin, a.k.a. the original 50 Cent. He used to come to our neighborhood on the weekend to visit his family. I can't forget my math teacher, Mr. Snyders, and school safety officer, Mr. Harvey. Harvey was probably 25 to 30 years old back then. Real cool brother. During that period, I can recall getting into a couple of fist fights with fellow classmates named Charles and Michael. Both taller than I, but it didn't matter. When I went at them, I swung my hands until they got tired or would literally hit them with a chair. At an early age, my tolerance level for any form of disrespect were slim to none. From 1972 to 1974, I attended school in South Carolina. I was staying with my mother's older sister and her husband, her mother-in-law, and six children, three girls and three boys. I was the youngest. My fourth grade was spent at Whitesville Elementary. In my fifth grade, I went to Berkeley Middle School. I learned at an early age that the Board of Education in New York City versus South Carolina is indeed different. The staff in New York was laid back and lenient versus South Carolina staff did not play. The first time I got into trouble at school, I had to go to the principal's office. The late Reverend Stewart offered me 3-day suspension on 3 lit with a thick leather strap. My thought process was as following. If I get suspended for 3 days, my aunt will indeed give me more than 3 licks. So I chose to get the 3 licks from the late Reverend Stewart. He instructed me to stick out my hand, and I did. The first lick left my hand on fire, caused me to jump up and down, trying to shake the pain off. Reverend Stewart was approximately 6 feet, solid, slender built. He instructed me to extend my hand out for the second lick. I extended my hand out, and as that strap was coming down, I moved my hand out of the way because my hand was still on fire from the first lick. Reverend Stewart instructed me to extend my hand again, and once again, as he came down with the strap, I moved my hand out of the way. Reverend Stewart snatched me up like a rag doll with one arm and started whipping my ass with the strap. What's supposed to be 3 licks turned into 6. I had whelps on my ass and leg. Where were child social service when you needed them? The first time I experienced racism at its highest was in the fall of 1973. I was 9 years old. Keep in mind, all my aunts and uncle kids had chores, including me. This day I was out with 3 cousins. We was in an old pickup truck going to get some wood for the wood stove that generate the heat in the house. We drove approximately 5 miles from the house to a wooded area. As we got out of the pickup truck, one of my cousins grabbed the power saw and started cutting down a dead tree. As he was cutting, we was picking the wood pieces, placing them in the back of the pickup truck. A group of 10 white hunters with high power rifle approached us, requesting that